exactly where we left off, but somewhere around a couple of lines after the Rambam quotes the pasuk from Koheles of Limtso Divrei Chayfetz. So maybe two lines or so after that pasuk in Koheles of Limtso Divrei Chayfetz. Va'ato ochel adaber. Va'ato ochel adaber v'meshuhu matrasi. Da. Ki kamo she'en lasuma hasogo b'tzva'im. If you have someone who's congenitally blind, Rachman Litzlan. And similarly, ve'ein lecheresh hasaga b'skolos, someone who's congenitally deaf, ve'ein lesris ta'avos hamishkov, kach lo yasigu hagufos as hatanugim hanafshim. Right? So we can't understand what they are. Right? If someone's a wine connoisseur, and he's describing a new type of wine that he just tasted. So even if we haven't tasted that wine, but we can sort of relate to the description that he'll give, the categories that he'll invoke to describe it, so we can relate to. But if you have a person with one of the sons congenitally blind, so he has no conception of color. You have someone, Rachman Litzlan, who's congenitally deaf, he has no conception of sound, and you can't tell him, you know, a high note, a low note. It's nonsensical. It's inaccessible to him. So too, ta'anugim ruchoniyim, ta'anuge ha'olam ha'ruchoni, we can't understand, we can't relate to what that is. There's no moshel there's no vocabulary. Now the question is, what does this next line mean? Ve'einonu makirin oso v'lo nasig oso b'hashkofi rishona elo l'acha chakira meruba. V'hagorim, just one more line, we'll circle back, Mitzvah Shem Lina Dur. V'hagorim l'chach machmas sh'onu b'olam agash v'lo nasig elas ta'anugav. So that previous line sounds like, no, but acha chakira meruba, there is some element of understanding we have, but clearly the mashalim that the Rambam gives don't allow for any understanding, right? There's nothing you can say to explain color to someone who's congenitally blind, Rachman Litzlan. So the chayav, what the Rambam means is that it even requires chakira meruba to understand that such ta'anugim exist, and how incomparably superior that form of ta'anug is to the ta'anug gufani that we experience in Olam Hazem. So that's what this line means. V'hine ha-ta'anugim ha-nafshiyim ha-rehein t'midiyim she'en lohem hefsek. So, all ta'anugim gufaniyim only last for a short period of time. The enjoyment we get out of eating lasts only as long as it takes to chew and swallow the food, and then that tanug is finished. Masha enkein, the ta'anugim nafshiyim atmidiyim she'en lahem hefsek. So at first glance, again, while this is a significant difference, if anything, it seems to sort of adulterate the Rambam's point. Because the Rambam's point is that Tanugim Nafshiyim are just of a different magnitude, right? That they exist in a different realm. And here, the contrast superficially seems to be just about duration. So if anything, he seems to be blunting or adulterating the point. But Elamai, what the Rambam means, and again, he's going to say this again later, but the Rambam means is like this. Hear this, Rabbi Elsai. A world of Nitzchius, it's not the pshat that the difference between what exists in that Olam HaNitzchi as opposed to our world is one of duration. It's a different type of existence. It's an existence L'malam and Hazman. So it's not the pshat that the difference that in Olam Hazeh things last however long they last, but it's a finite span of time. And then in Olam Haba, no, so that the bookends are removed. No, that's not the pshat. The pshat is that the finitude reflects something essential about what the nature of that tanug is, and the infinitude also reflects something about the nature of what that is. So the contrast between what's of limited duration, of finite span, and that which is of infinite span, no, that's the same contrast that the Rambam is saying, Adrav, the Rambam is accentuating. He's not weakening his previous point. He's accentuating the previous point by telling us you're talking about a different type of existence. It's in Gansen, a different type of existence, an existence which is Lamalim and Azman. That again, that's not a difference in duration. That's a difference in type of existence. If you jump ahead a little bit, again, it's where he quotes Psukim, so all translations will be the same. You see where the Rambam quotes Laman Yitav Loch V'Harachto Yomim? You see that? Where the Rambam's going to quote Laman Yitav Loch V'Harachto Yomim, but go back a few lines before that. V'zehu Hatov Ha'otzum, referring to Olam Haba, Asher Ein Tov Lahashvoso Elov, the Ein Ta'anug Lahamshilo Bo, the Eich Yumoshel Hatmidi Ad Ein Lo Sov, Bedovashi Yeshlo Hefsek. So, Claude, that's what the Rambam is saying, right? Don't think that the difference between what's Tmidi and what's Dovashi Yeshlo Hefsek is just a question of duration. Because if it's just a question of duration, of course you can compare them. Just imagine. Imagine the your favorite food, and imagine just prolonging that Hanoah Sachech. In a limitless fashion. No, that's what I'm saying. No, the teva of something which is tmidi is entirely different and entirely apart and from something which is yesh lo hafsek. V'hu omer yisala l'manitav loch v'arachta yomim v'kivalnu al yedeim b'feresh zel l'manitav loch l'olim shekulo tov v'arachta yomim l'olim shekulo orach. Again, it's talking about that it's a different world. It's not pshat that it's a comparable world, but it's not Yemeshin Oseinu Bam Shivim Shana Vim Begvur Shmam Shana. No, it's in Gansen, a different world. Back to where we were, Rabbi Yossi. Ve'enza nochon etzleinu al pi ha-Torah v'lo etzel ha-elokiyim min ha-filosofim lo ma'sha ha-malachim v'ha-kochovim v'ha-galgalim ein lehem ta'anug. Eli yesh lehem ta'anug godol ma'od ve'mesha hisigu v'sichla min ha-bore yishadar v'yishvomer. Ubazehim betanug tmidi she'en lo hefsek. Ve'en tanug gufoni etzlam ve'en masigim aso. V'fi she'en lahem chushim kamonu she'yasigu behem masha anu masigim. U'kemochen anachnu im nizdakech mimenu misha nizdakech v'higia lo'osa mailo shela acha hamoves enu masigas ha'tanugim ha'gufoniim ve'enu rotze behem. Ela kifisha yirtza hamelech ha'otzum b'memshalto lako atzmu mimalchuso v'lachso l'sachik b'kadua b'shvokim. Kifisha ya'osachain b'ezes man b'li safek. Mevakeres ha'mishog b'oso ha'kadua al'pnei ha'melucha. V'haynu b'tzirusa b'esha ya'osocho b'shnei ho'inyanim yachad kifisha anu mevakrim ha'yom esatanag ha'gufani al'pnei ha'nafshi. Ukshetizbonein beinyan shnei tanugim ha'ela, meaning the tanug gufani of olam haza versus the tanug ruchani of olam haba, timtza es pechisus ha'tanug ha'echad umaylas hasheni afilu ba'olam haza. Meaning, when you think of non-physical tanug, even though the non-physical tanug of olam haza isn't even a moshol to the non-physical tanug of olam haba, but even in olam haza, we prioritize non-physical tanug. How so? Ki anu motzim sherov b'nei adam afilu kulam. This is unbelievable. Ki anu Ki anu motzim sherov b'nei adam afilu kulam sovlim b'nafsho sehem v'gufo sehem omel v'yegia she'en l'mala mehen kidei lahasig rum maila v'she'yanasu b'nei adam. V'tanug zeh hare enu tanug malcho v'lo mishta. Ram says, rov b'nei odam. No, he says, kulam. Are willing to sacrifice everything just for kavod. Right, that's what it says. Ki onu motzim sherov b'nei odam. No, Ram says, let me correct myself. I feel kulam. Sovlim b'nafsho seim b'gufo seim omo v'yegiya she'en l'mala mehen. That they'll endure the utmost in Omel v'yegia. Why? She nasu b'nei adam. For kavod. The tanug zeh harei enu tanug malchol v'lo mishta. So it's also a non-physical tanug. U'chemochein harei b'nei adam. Mevakrim nekoma me'oyeveyam al penei harbe mitanugi haguf. V'harbe mibnei odom misrachakim min hagodol shebetanugi haguf mechasha shema tagiyem bozeh busha oklima bnei odom olav hakoshes shem tov. V'im matzovenu b'olam hazeh hagufani ukach. If even in this world we prioritize non-physical tanug, again, a non-physical tanug that can't even be compared, can't even be used as a moshel for tanug olam haba. Kol sheken ba'olam hanafshi v'hu olam haba shenafshosenu maskilos shom min habore kemo sheyaskim maskilim gar me hashamayim ha'al yonim al yoseh. Right, for the Rambam, whether it's the kochovim, the heavenly bodies are balei seichel. Not just the physical, not just a collection of different gases or whatever, but they're also Bali Nefesh. The Rambam writes the Bali Seichel, Bali Nefesh, Bali Seichel. The Rambam has that in Yisodei HaTorah also. And what's more, their Hasaga is greater than the Hasaga that we're capable of in Olam Hazeh. But in Olam Haba, so then we can have that Hasaga. Hine also atanug iyasha lefoto v'lo letaro. You can't specify, you can't describe. V'lo yimotze moshel lehamshel v'oso atanug. You can't even give a moshel. Elik moshel ama anavi behispalo me'atz me'utz moso. Otzmoso?
Right, so it's hidden away. Kavanoso ba'omro. What does it mean? Atrosem be'roshem. Olam haba is not physical. So what does it mean? Their wreaths, their crowns are on their head. Kiyum ha-nefesh im kiyum muskala. That the nefesh exists with the yediyas Hashem. V'hayosehi v'hu davar achar. K'mo shehizkiru b'kiy ha-filofsosim b'drachim sheye'orech bi'urim b'chan. Yediyas Hashem on some level is a prerequisite for Chaya Olam Haba. Again, the baseline of Yediyas Hashem is the Yud Gimel Yikor. Umashe Omer Nenin Mizir Hashchina Kavanaso Bozeh She'osan Hanufoshus Misangos B'meshe Maskilos Min Haborei K'moshe Misangos Chayos HaKodesh Malochem U'shomailos HaMalochem B'meshe hiskilu b'mtziyusa. Hine kichein hatova v'hatachlis hagemura hi lahagia el ishe hamaylo helyona hazos. Like the malochim. Ulihimotze batchum hazeh v'kiyam hanefesh k'moshe amanu ad ein sof k'kiyam habori yisromim shifra. Right here the Rambam is really clarifying the idea that an eternal existence is not a difference in duration, it's not a difference in quantity, it's a difference in kind. Because that existence is modeled on the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehu sibas kiyuma b'hasiga osa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source, the cause of that eternal existence which results from Yediyas Hashem kamizbo b'philosophia hakeduma. V'zeu atov, this is what we read before, ha'otzum asher ein tov la'ashvor se'elov, ve'ein tanug la'amshilo bo, ve'ech yimoshel hatmidi, how can you draw any kind of comparison, ech yimoshel hatmidi ad ein lo sov, v'dov she'esh lo hafsek, v'hu amo yisalu l'man yitav loch v'harachto yomim, v'kibarno yedein b'feresh lo v'zeh, l'man yitav loch l'olam shekulo tov, v'harachto yomim l'olam shekulo oroch. V'hara'a ha-gemura hi hachrosas ha-nefesh v'ovdona. Right? The total, the ultimate ra'a is the destruction of the nefesh. V'shelo yi ala kiyum. V'hu ha-koris ha-nizkar ba-torah. V'inyan ha-koris hispatlos ha-nefesh. K'mo she'omar, excuse me, Kemosha Biya, Vama Hikaris Tikaris Hanefeshahi, Vamu Alaya Mashalam, Hikaris Baolam Hazet, Tikaris Alam Haba. Vama Kosov, here come lines. I don't know what the pshat is, but let's read and then we'll at least try to formulate the difficulty in Mitzvah Shem. V'amar akosu v'hoysa nefesh adoni tzrura. Harei kol mi shenikshe leta'anugem hagufoniyem u'bochal bo'emes u'bikeres habotel nechras me'osu romumos v'yisho echol me'korus bilvad. So with this line, I don't know what it seems to say. Again, What this line seems to say is, "Kol mishen niksha l'tanugim hagufonim." Someone who, again, not
not occasionally, but someone whose whole mahus is that his life is bound up with physical pleasure. One long tailgating. Ubochal ba'emes ubikir sabotel. Nichras me oser ba'omus v'yishel chomer kares bovat. Sounds like the Rambam says he's chayiv kares. So A, kishela atzmo, how can that be? It's staggering. B, l'chor the Rambam himself, mefurish is not like that. So it's as follows. If you have a Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, you'll take a look. Take a look in Perek Ches of Hilchos Tshuva. Perek Ches Halacha Aleph. It's kind of parallel to what the Rambam is discussing here in the Perek of Mishnayos. Hatova Hatzfuna Letzadikim. You have it in verse 9. Perek Ches Halacha Aleph. Hatova Hatzfuna Letzadikim. Again, the Rambam takes that adjective from the pasuk he quoted here of Morav Tuvcha Shet Safanta L'Riyecha. And the Rambam, the way the Rambam understands that pshat, is that what's tzofun exists already, but it's hidden away in the sense that we're not there yet. And that's what the Rambam says. Olam Haba doesn't mean that it's a world that doesn't yet exist, but rather it's a world that we haven't come to yet, that those of us who are in Olam Haza have not yet come to. Again, others obviously have a very, very different conception. Hatova atzfuna letzadikim heim chayi ha'olam haba, v'heim ha'chayim sheni ma'amorvus v'hatova sheni ma'am bo'a, hu shekosu v'atova l'manyita v'loch v'arachta yomim. V'pi ha'shmu olamdu, manyita v'loch l'olam shekulo tova v'arachta yomim l'olam shekulo oroch. V'zehu ha'olam haba. S'char tzadikim hu sheyizku l'noam zeh v'yiyu v'tova zeh. U'piron ha'rasham hu shel yizku l'chayim elu, ela yikoresu v'yamusu. V'chomi she'enu zocha l'chayim elu hu ha'meis, she'enu choye la'olam, ela nichras berisho v'ovet kebehema. V'zehu ha'koris ha'kosu v'atora, she'nema hi'koris t'ikoris ha'nefesh ha'hi avon avva. Mipi ha'shemu alamdu, hi'koris ba'olam hazeh t'ikoris l'olam haba. Kloma she'osa ha'nefesh, she'pirsha min ha'guf ba'olam hazeh, enu zocha l'chay olam haba, ela gam min ha'olam haba nichrasa. So at first glance, the Rambam has a very, very chomodika conception. The Ramban has, I think it's the end of Parshas Achrei Mos. Yeah, Parag Yud Ches, Pasuk Chof Tes, and the Pasuk of Enichusu Hanufoshos Ha'osos Mikarev Amam. So the Ramban says, you find the Torah presents Kores with three different types of Lashonos. Hine HaKrisos Ba'Torah Shlosha Inyonim. Ho'echot Shenema Bo V'Nichras Ha'ish Ha'hu. So the subject of Kores is Ish. That the kores is associated not with the ish, but with the nefesh. V'hashlishi, the third type of formulation that the Torah has, shenema bohen hi kores ti kores hanefesh ahi avona bo. V'omer b'yom ha'kipurim v'ha'avadati es ha'nefesh ahi mikarev amo. So either it's a double lashon of hikaris tikaris, or it's not just a lashon of nichras, it's a lashon of v'ha'avadati. Ubiha inyan. So basically what the Ramban goes on to say, you'll take a look at this inside, the Ramban goes on to say that sometimes Koreis means only from Olam Hazeh. Sometimes Koreis means only from Olam Haba, but the person's lifespan in Olam Hazeh is unaffected. And sometimes Koreis means both in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. That's the Ramban's understanding, and that's fine. Now, at first glance, this Rambam is terrifying, because the Rambam says, Zewa Koreis Omer BaTorah, he seems to be saying, Koreis means Chai Olam Haba. But Elamai, that can't be what it means, because if you take a look here, after, again, in the Hagdamat Parak Chelek, after the Rambam enumerates the Yud Gimel Likorim, if you take a look, the lines right after he finishes the Yud Gimel Likorim, V'chasher yihiyu b'yad ha'odam kol eila ha'yisodos. Person, ve'emunaso nechona b'hem. Person genuinely believes with conviction in the Yud Gimel Likorim. Harehu nichnas b'chal Yisrael, v'chayovim la'ov v'alochus olav, v'chol masha tzivonu Hashem ala ava v'ach v'zem zeh. Now here comes the line that's relevant to us now. V'afilu osa, you see it, Rav Osai? V'afilu osa kol masha yochol min ha'averos, machmas ha'taiva v'hisgabrus ha'teva ha'garua. Meaning he's not doing it l'hachas, he's doing it l'teovam. Afilu also kol mashu yochol min ha'averos machmas ha'tayva v'zgabes ha'teva agarua hareu nanash kifi godol cheto v'yesh lo chelek. So it's mefurish that as long as the person is not kofer in any of the Yud Gimel Likorim, he might have done terrible things that they have. He might have eaten chelev, but he still is chelek olam haba. Aye, but doesn't the Torah say that eating chelev is a chiv koreis? So al kolchach, the Rambam is saying, no, that means koreis in olam haza. That means Koreis in Olam Hazeh. And for that matter, that's what all the Krisos mean. So the Pshat, it's Klor, that the Pshat here, come back to Perek Chazifuchos Tshuva, Rav Osai. You have it? When the Rambam says, V'zehu HaKoreis, HaKosuv BaTorah, he doesn't mean that Nichras me olam haba is what the Torah always means by koreis. He means zehu akoreis akosu batorah in the pasuk of hikoreis tikoreis. If you look up that pasuk in Parsha Shlach, that's by avodah zara. A person who's oved avodah zara, that goes against the Yud Gimel Likorim. That goes against the Yisod HaChamishi. Zehu akoreis omer batorah doesn't mean this is what koreis always means in every instance in the Torah. No, this is what koreis means the one time you find the double lashon of ikoreis tikoreis, which is dafka megadif avodah zara, but that's all one and the same. So it's clear that in light of the Rambam here in the parish of Mishnah, that's what the Pshat is here. That's clear. So what in the world do these lines mean over here? Again, just even it's staggering min A with A. Even if you didn't have the Rambam saying differently elsewhere, it would be impossible to process. And achas kam v'kama. I mean, he clearly that's. So I don't know. So what do these lines mean? I don't know, so you can kvetch and say pshat, but what does it mean? I don't know. Ukvabia anovi, so back to where we left off here. Ukvabia anovi shalom haba in a musa guchushim hagufaniyim, vuhu ombo ayin la vasa al kimzu la secha ye asa la machakalo. Even in Nevuah, it's impossible to have any kind of hasaga of what the Tanakh of Olam Haba is. Omnam ha'avtachos v'hayumim ha'nizkarim b'Torah be'uram kefisha omar l'cha. V'haynu ki hu omer l'cha im kiyamta sa mitva sa'ela asayei l'cha l'kayamon u'b'shlemos b'hen. V'osir mimcha kol eskol ha'mechsholim v'fisha ha'odam lo titochin b'yodo ha'avoda לא כשהוא חולה, ולא רואה, ולא צומה, ולא כשאין שלום, ולכן הבטיח בסילו כל אלה, ושיהיו בריאים ושקטים, כדי שתוש להם, תושלם להם הידיעה, ויזכו לחיילם הבא. הנה, כי כן אין תכלס התורה, שתהיה האדם הפוריה, בנוסנו ארץ יבולה, ועץ הסוד ייתן פריו. ויעריכו יומם ויעבירו הגופם, אלא יסתייעו על קיומו בכל הדברים האלה. וכמוכן, אם עוד ויהיה עונשם שיעורו כל אוסן המחשום, עד שלא יוכלו לעשות טובו, כמו שאומר, תחס ושל עבדת השם וכולו. Rambam refers to this as a hisbonus nefloa in the next line. So what's the Rambam shot? The Rambam says the schar is an olam haba, as is Rachmanu Litzlan Onash. So what's Parshas Bechukosa all about? What's Parshas Kisova all about? So the Rambam says, here's the pshat. So a moshel ma'adov adom to the Rambam's pshat. Let's say you're going to have a cleaning lady come for the day. So I think it's pretty accepted that you provide lunch. And also, if she's coming from, if she needs to commute, that you pay kafir. Now, when you provide lunch, so you don't then subtract the cost of the lunch from her wages at the end of the day. Let's say you're paying however X dollars an hour. So you don't say, well, you know, the tuna fish sandwich that I gave you for lunch cost me $3. And no, that's not al cheshbon the schar. On the one hand, that is given because she's doing the work, but me'idach gisa, it's not al cheshbon the schar. So what would be, she's supposed to work from 9 to 5, and she waltzes in at 10:30, and then she's on her phone, doing whatever people do on their phone from 10:30 to 12:30. So 12:30 is lunch, so then you're not going to give a lunch. You're not going to give a lunch. The point of the lunch is to facilitate that she should do an honest day's work. So the Rambam says that's the pshat in the Berachos HaKlalos. The Berachos HaKlalos is not the schar in the sense that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'nasati gishmechem v'itam, V'nasna oretz yevula, etc., that's not the schar. No, that's the analog to the lunch and the car fare, but just as in the mashal of the lunch and the car fare, it's contingent upon doing the work. But me'idach gisa hagam that it's contingent upon doing the work. It's to facilitate doing the work, but it's not al cheshbon haschar. The schar is in olam haba. That's the Rambam's pshat. I don't know, we know it from the Rambam, so but apparently the Rambam holds that the Rambam says this teretz is a nifla diga teretz. Kshetisbonein hasbonenis nifla azo. But when we learn the Perush Mishnayos, so what's the big chiddush? Someone already said in Perek Tes HaPichos Shuv, you know, so what's the big chiddush over here in the Perush Mishnayos? But the Rambam says, no, it's this teretz is a gevald gechiddush, this breakthrough. And Lamaisa, you have to say something like this. Again, would we have figured this out without the Rambam? I don't know. But let's say the Gemara has in Kiddushin here, Lamites or Medves. The Gemara says, Hamani Rabbi Yaakov hi do oma schar mitzvah v'hayal malaka. So what did Rabbi Yaakov do when he was Ma'av Yisedra? When Rabbi Yaakov was Ma'av Yisedra, Parshas Bechukosai. Parshas Kisavo. So what do you mean Tzchar Mitzvah by Alma Lag? That's why I'm says no. That's exactly the pshat. When you give lunch, that's not subtracted from the wages. It's not al cheshbon. It's not al cheshbon l'schar. Okay, there's more, but we'll stop here for a minute.